FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music. That's Natalie Grant. Who else? Newsboys, we remember. Good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Hey, good morning. Weather-wise today, sunny and hot, high around 92. Overnight, partly cloudy, low 68. Moving into Wednesday's mostly sunny skies, a chance of afternoon showers, high 89. It's 69 in Lancaster.
Our friend Joel Harnley is here. He's with Manheim Community Life Group. Good morning again,
good
Joel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred and Annie.
So great to have you here.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
Fun catching up on your new baby and also Olympic sports. You were watching, they call it 3x3
okay,
basketball.
Right. 3v3 half court basketball.
It's really fun. I know. It's like how we played growing up. You take it back past the, you know, three-point line.
And they check it like after a score, the other team like check. I always love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. We're talking about Manheim Community Life Group. Tell us about that this morning, Joel.
Yeah, so Manheim Community Life Group seeks to connect the churchgoers here in the local community of Manheim with community crisis. And so we do that through providing housing assistance, transitional housing, and rental assistance, and clothing, and transportation, and other various needs that are here in our town of Manheim.
And one way you're doing that fresh is with the Home on Ferdinand. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited about the Home on Ferdinand. Money became available to purchase an old assisted living facility, and so it was renovated. And the ministry is going to provide transitional housing to women and children who are facing homelessness, providing them a safe place to receive individualized support and accountability in order to help them be equipped for self-sustainability into the future. So we're really excited about how God's going to work through this facility.
That's very cool. If folks want to find out more information about that, they can visit you online.
Online, ManheimCommunityLifeGroup.org.
What kind of needs do you guys have as far as prayer, support, that kind of stuff?
We're always looking for people to connect with us through prayer, volunteer hours, specifically women for the Home on Ferdinand, and financial support. Again, best way to connect with us, ManheimCommunityLifeGroup.org.
Check it out, ManheimCommunityLifeGroup.org, or they can visit you on Facebook, too.
That's correct, Facebook.
I'm curious, how many moms and kids will you be able to help in this house? Like, what's the size of it?
Yeah, hopefully we have 11 rooms,
okay.
And some of those are various sizes with different numbers of children that could be in there with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping at some point to have it full.
Yeah,
that's good size. Yeah, that's great. Check it out, ManheimCommunityLifeGroup.org. Find out how you can pray, find out how you can volunteer, how you can support it as well. Joel, thank you so much with us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great having you back to the music. Here's Need to Breathe and the Holcombs with Survival on WJTL. Got the devil on.